Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free number here at Free Talk Live is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And we've been talking tonight about this article from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Is it possible that the way to achieve freedom, and in this particular author's opinion, happiness, or at least be more happy than, you know, we, referring to the United States in this article, to break up the United States and just become un-United States, I guess.
Every time you say that, I want to put on the song from The Wall called Run Like Hell.
I do love me some Pink Floyd. And so we'll continue to talk about that. We'll also take some of your calls and thoughts. We have some other topics queued up as well that we can get to.
And of course, my thoughts.
And, of course, next thing you know, they'll take your thoughts away. And, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts with you in the studio tonight. It is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
And nobody.
And speaking of your calls and thoughts, we'll go to those in just a minute. But from mid-March to mid-July, Divi, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. It's pretty exciting. Nothing is stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again, and in fact, that is their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will Divi go up further when their wallet is fully released? I don't know, but at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They have a lottery for people who stake the coin, too. Opportunity is knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org.
Okay. What is that Masterlink thing, something you can do now? Like, it's good to go? You can fire up the software and do it?
The master node, you mean?
I believe so.
I personally haven't gone through the process myself, but I intend to. I just, you know, it's not on the front burner this particular week.
If only there was a website in which you could go to find out more about how to do that.
Well, what I wanted to say was Mark and family were able to do it on their own, and they are not technically adept folks generally. So I would say, yes, it's probably pretty easy.
Well, the answer then has to my question has to be yes, because Mark has trouble doing the things that can be done.
That's what I'm saying.
The things that can't.
I just can't speak to it personally, that's all.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But it can be done.
By Mark. Or at least in this case,
if it can be done by Mark, it can be done by any reasonably skilled
technical
person.
His wife. I should say his wife. Probably not fair to say Mark.
Okay, then I withdraw my comment.
Yeah.
And let's just go ahead and go to your calls and thoughts. So let's talk to Tom from Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's about the Black Lives Matter people. And by the way, if any of them are listening now, don't forget that tomorrow you can download the whole segment from freetalklive.com if you want to share it with the Black Lives Matter people that you are affiliated with.
Okay, now just before you go on, when you say Black Lives Matter people, can you tell me what you mean by that?
People who are members of the Black Lives Matter movement, people who are active in the movement, whatever you call it.
So you're talking about the movement as opposed to the Marxist corporation that runs the website.
I'm not really sure. I'm talking about the people that go protesting in the streets and the people who were protesting when Rand Paul and his wife had to pretty much run for their lives because the protesters were trying to swarm around them screaming, say her name, you know, like Breonna Taylor, without even looking at the fact that U.S. Senator Rand Paul authored the Justice for Breonna Taylor Act. Mm. And so now,
also note that Rand Paul, for one, thought that those were not legitimate Black Lives Matter protesters, but that they had been paid and bussed in.
Mm.
quite possibly, but what I'm getting at here is when they go out and do stuff, keep in mind, if they're furious because white people or the people or, you know, did not go and elect candidates who would be tougher on police brutality. You know, if that's what who they're directing their message at is the rest of us, why, what's the big idea? And here's what you get for electing candidates who are soft on police brutality. We're going to riot. We're going to beat you up. We're going to loot and torture stuff because you elected candidates who are soft on police brutality. What have they done to quiz the candidates about police brutality?
It doesn't matter what you say to these candidates. They're going to shuck and they're going to jive, yeah, and they're never going to give you a straight answer.
Yeah, I mean, candidates lie. In politics, nobody tells the truth.
Except me. Anyway,
sure. are you a politician, Tom?
I've heard some nonsense fall out of you, bro.
What do you hold? What position do you hold in politics?
I ran for United States Senator against Gene Shaheen in the Democratic primary, and I was there when nobody was filing for governor, and he didn't have $100 on him, so Ian slipped him $100 on June 3rd, on the morning of the first day of the filing period.
Okay, now, I'm sorry. I thought, Tom, that you currently held some sort of political office.
Thanks,
Is that
Ian,
not true?
By the way.
Now, by the way...
How did you do against Gene Shaheen, Tom? What was the total?
I only got 2% of the
2%.
Vote.
And how many other candidates were there?
There were two other... There was Gene Shaheen, who got 94%, mm-hmm, and there was some dentist from Keene, New Hampshire. And I mean, who would vote for somebody that lives in Keene, New Hampshire? I don't know. But anyway...
Mad bastards.
The reason,
they're all Keeniacs.
That's the funniest thing he said in a long time.
It really is.
The reason that they go out and they do all this... They should not be doing all this rioting and attacking. Three reasons.
Well, I don't know if there's any evidence that the Black Lives Matter supporters are the ones doing the rioting. I mean, maybe there's some people out there who claim to be Black Lives Matter, but I suspect a lot of them are against it from what I've seen. Certainly here in New Hampshire, there was no sign or hair, no smoke whatsoever of any kind of violence.
What I'm being told is there's three factions to it, that you have basically the politicals, are the political group, and that's mm-hmm, the corporation that runs the website. You have the protesters on the grassroots, and remember, they're being driven out by news reports of somebody being killed.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not necessarily Marxist or unified on anything politically except not wanting to be shot and not wanting their family shot.
Right.
Then there are like the agents provocateurs.
The cops, the other people that want to come in there and just start a problem.
And also these people screaming groups, these groups of people that go out and scream. The interesting thing about those is every time I've seen one of the groups that go out and scream at people,
mm-hmm,
they will be like all white with one black guy, mm-hmm, or two black guys. So it's not Black Lives Matter. It's like a piece of Antifa.
Now, let me point out that if they do rioting and looting and stuff like that, people who do that, first of all, it's wrong because the persons upon whom you're doing this did not murder George Floyd. They didn't do anything wrong, so it's wrong to attack them for it. And secondly, you can suffer the consequences. You can get hurt by, you know, the owner shooting you, and then you're useless to the movement. And also, you could wind up doing a whole lot of years in prison for
rioting and looting in particular are just really, you know, forms of an expression, right? It's free stuff. And where do we see that in politics, right? Who wants free stuff?
It's not just that. The riot is also the language of the unheard, as Martin Luther King said.
Let me also point out that rioting is wrong because it's exactly the kind of thing that makes people say, oh, thank God the police are here. What would we ever do without the police? And let's face it,
right,
the only reason that they're out there rioting is because they're too pusillanimous, too cowardly to go out and kill cops.
Actually, that's not why I think And first off, let me come back to the right. Oh, I'll have to hit this on the next segment.
Speaking of come back,
there are reasons that these things play out the way they do. And we can keep the fruitcake if you want.
No,
no. Thanks for the call tonight. He actually hung up already. So 855-450-3733 is our toll free number. If you'd like to comment on any of this conversation, give us a call. We got more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio program that you can take control of and talk about, well, anything you'd like to. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about this opinion piece from the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Could we come back? I wanted to respond to the last caller a little bit, and I didn't have time at the end of the last segment.
Indeed. Can you recap what the caller said in your
response? Absolutely. Well, what he said, taking out the repetitions, is more or less it's a bad idea for protests to turn into riots or arson, and that's absolutely true, or looting. And I think it helps. I've been reaching out to people in and around the Black Lives Matter movement, and I've been doing it. I started doing this actually the night of Kenosha Kyle's wild ride. And it just happened that night that I started arguing with people, and that I had expected not to be able to reach them, and I found that I could reach them, and I was surprised, and I said, okay, let's do this more. So I've been talking to many people. I've been forming actually a group of people that are somewhat aligned with them. And so I know a little bit, I think, about what some of the people involved are thinking, much as I hate to talk about what other people are thinking. So I'm not speaking for anybody but myself, but I'm speaking of my observations for other people. Mm-hmm. The biggest misconception that I've found in the BLM community is that if white people wanted to make the violence stop, they could. And that, all of a sudden, that is just adding that to your thinking, or your imagining of what somebody else would think. That's a big change. I mean, why did the United States bomb civilians in Dresden? Why did they nuke civilians in Nagasaki and in Hiroshima? Well, the answer is because those people had a government, failed to keep it under control. And so it's a way of saying to the population, control your government, keep it off my lawn. Now, the unfortunate thing is it usually happens in cases where people are completely incapable of controlling their governments because the government is out of control. But I understand to some extent the rage that would come from looking back on 400 years of oppression, and in many cases seeing that black folks were singled out for oppression. And even if we were a completely colorblind society, it would be unreasonable to expect people within one generation of the kind of oppression that was going on in the 60s when I was born, it would be unreasonable to expect them to trust the system. Because the system has not been trustworthy. So, and that's why what you get is riot instead of political action. Also the fact that political action...
Well, political action doesn't work. I mean, that's
exactly
why you get riots, is because the political system doesn't function. What's the old statement that first you go to the ballot box and then you go to the cartridge box?
There are three ways to change. The soap box, which that means to stand up on a box and speak. The ballot box and the cartridge box. Yeah. And that is, I believe it was Frederick Douglass,
a slave.
Yeah, he was a slave, mm-hmm, who escaped from his so-called owner.
Right, you're not going to vote yourself out of that.
Yeah, and he wrote a wonderful letter back to that guy where he said, among other things, when I left you, I took only what belonged to me and in no way reduced your means of making an honest living. But the other thing that's going on is that there are always, if you have a huge demonstration and people out in the streets, that will also attract every random troublemaker who can get there. And they're not necessarily there because they care about the issue you're protesting. Right. They're there because they like chaos. And there also seem to be people who are sent in specifically to burn and to burn things. And a lot of this, I think, comes down to the Marxists who control Black Lives Matter Incorporated. Because their concern doesn't seem to be primarily helping black folks so much as it is ushering Marxism into the United States. And if you listen to G. Edward
Griffin.
Griffin, in 1969, he gave a speech where he talked about when the communist revolution came, that one of the things that we would see is massive fires being set all over the United States, which dovetails interestingly with the fires that are going on the West Coast, where a lot of skeevy crackers are getting busted, setting fires there for no apparent reason, except, but it seems like no apparent reason until you hear it predicted in 1969. So there are different people out there. And if there's one misconception on the other side, because I've also been working with militiamen and trying to introduce Black Lives Matter people to militia people, mm-hmm. the biggest conception that you see on the militia side is because there's a Marxist corporation that takes the name Black Lives Matter, that everybody who's out in the street for Black Lives Matter must be loyal to that organization or loyal to Marxism. That is absolutely not my excuse. Most of the black folks I've talked to about this do not want rioting.
I believe that most folks don't want, you know, the rioting and the looting. It seems it happens, at least in my experience, it seems that it's just mob mentality takes over. Right?
Yes. That's a big part of it.
That many people all riled up for, you know, whatever reason, whatever cause, mob mentality takes over, and then the violence ensues. Yeah. Because humans are, you know, barely, you know, more intelligent than the rest of the species on the planet.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of media goading of Black Lives Matter. Under normal circumstances, the media always covers up police brutality. Mm. And even now, the media does cover up police brutality when the victims are not black, quite frequently. But it highlights any story of police brutality where the victim is black, and I think there's a reason for that. And one of the reasons for the looting is I think they're trying to set up a confrontation between the black community and the militia community.
All the more reason to me for secession. Let's break it down into smaller units and make it more manageable for everyone. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Biden wins, China wins.
President Trump with two campaign stops in the battleground state of Ohio on Monday. President Trump continues.
If we win, Ohio wins, and most importantly, in all fairness, America wins. Because you finally have a president who puts America first.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on President Trump's nomination to fill Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's vacancy before the end of the year.
The American people are about to witness an astonishing parade of misrepresentations about the past, misstatements about the present, and more threats against our institutions.
The Kentucky Republican on the Senate floor Monday. Democrats not happy with the decision, saying it should be all decided after the election. This is USA Radio News. With an update on the wildfires that continue to burn in California, Oregon, and Washington State, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Over 100,000 acres have now burned from the Bobcat Fire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. At the L.A. County Fire Department, Sky Cornell says some terrain is very treacherous and firefighters are being held back from certain areas.
You've got terrain that is this steep and so difficult to get to, nearly impossible in some areas just because it's just too dangerous to have our firefighters go across that steep of a terrain.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending part of his Monday in the battleground state of Wisconsin. Biden ripping the president for holding crowded rallies and not forcing his supporters to wear face masks.
The folks who come are packed in tight as they can be, risking disease mostly without masks, but not Trump. He safely keeps his distance.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We'll get into your calls and your thoughts in just a bit. With you in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And that mad bastard, Nobody.
You are mad, and you are a bastard.
It's true.
But you're not angry mad, you're just sort of, you know, out there, aloof mad.
Mad call I it, for what is it to divine true madness, but to be simply mad.
Excellent illustration. just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org.
And if you've ever scuba dived, you know how important fintech can be.
Fintech. Nice play on words. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, for those who don't know that scuba is actually an acronym.
This is true.
That's one of those things I never forgot once I learned that. I'm like, oh, it's self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Wow.
Yeah, I still don't know what Bearcat stands for.
Is that an acronym, too?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know
Ballistic
that.
Oh, wow. Engineered, armored, something, something. Utility truck?
I was a certified scuba diver, and I could never remember what the acronym was.
Mm. The Acronymicon is the evil book of acronyms, so perhaps
nice,
you can look it up.
Nice. There. There's also the Cryptonomicon, where they... that's actually a
book. Yeah, but you have to decode it first.
Book. Cryptonomicon, check it out if you,
but you
like
have to,
sci-fi.
You have to decode it first.
It's served decrypted.
All right, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Nicholas calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Looks like he's listening on 102.3. Nicholas, you're on Free Talk Live.
On the neck of time.
Nicholas?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good.
Awesome. Yeah, just I kind of wanted to talk about how in today's current events, you know, a lot of people don't really have a voice because having the wrong opinion can basically lead to the end of potentially like your way of making a living or losing your job and kind of things and along those lines and what your guys' opinion on that is.
It is certainly a risk. I know, having worked for many different companies over the course of my life, you have to tread carefully in the office, as it were, because you don't want to say something that is in opposition to what somebody else might feel, or otherwise might be construed as what we call an HR moment. Can indeed get fired just for something that you say, in the workplace. Maybe it's controversial. Maybe it opposes whatever the majority of the people who work at that company believe. It is definitely a risk. So when you do start speaking out, that is a risk that you have to take. I myself take that risk every day just being here and doing this on the radio, much less doing anything else, in that way, shape, or form. Fortunately for me, because I position myself as a comedian, which I am, I do funny stuff over at lcaptainkickass.com, but also as a musician, most people just kind of, wash it out. Oh, he's an artist kind of a thing, right? Or he's eccentric. And so that's kind of my position on it.
And it's a big problem, I think. It's one of the reasons that I oppose things like anti-discrimination laws, even though I oppose discrimination. It's one of the reasons that I oppose affirmative action. And partially it's because it keeps racism hermetically sealed within an individual. They can't spit out their ideas and be refuted. Okay, because as soon as they speak, they have to be shouted down immediately, and that's what the left has been trained to do in the universities, which used to be places for free academic inquiry. And now they're trained that if anybody disagrees with you, just scream like a banshee until they go away. Don't let them be heard. Don't give them a platform. Whereas, I'll interview a Nazi. I'll interview a commie. If there's a commie out there who wants to be interviewed, get in touch with me at electnobody.com. Nobody at electnobody.com. And maybe I'll interview you if you're... if you're worth it. And also, I guess I'll say, in regards to what I was saying earlier, that I'm reaching out both to black anti-police brutality activists, to boogie boys, to militiamen, please get in touch with me. Again, it's nobody at electnobody.com. And I would like to get some of the different players in this drama together, talking to each other directly in a situation where they can say anything, and let's get this stuff cleared up a little bit. Communication solves a lot of problems. Yep. And the motivating force behind the militia movement is absolutely not hatred of black people, and the motivating force behind Black Lives Matter is absolutely not hatred of white people.
Your thoughts, Douglas?
Yeah, so going back to like affirmative action and kind of this whole like modern day, you know, monstrosity of political correctness and whatnot, you know, it seems like affirmative action in itself is kind of racist. You know, it's kind of like you're looking at a group of people and saying that they need kind of like, it's kind of like dehumanizing, right? You know, it's like they need, my dogs are going crazy. It's like they need a helping hand in order to be successful when, mm-hmm. you know, that's completely not the case, because there's no difference between, a white man, an Asian man, or a black man. It's more of a nature versus nurture kind of thing. We're not born genetically different than anyone else. It's kind of like your environment, but, you know, people, they want to be treated equally, but a lot of times, you know, they're for having affirmative action. And like in California, I think they're trying to pass laws that say, you know, you have to have, you know, this many women, this many people of color, whatnot, this many minorities, which, you know, it's
one of those things where it's the government trying to solve a problem it has no business trying to solve.
And a problem exactly. that it created.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the private sector will sort itself out. If you're the best person for the job and, you know, you have the qualifications, then the employer will definitely see that. I don't think... You know, I'm a little bit younger. I'm 26, and I don't That's think that we younger. Live in the world that, you know, your boss is going to look at your resume and you're going to, you know, if you're a black person, I'm not going to hire him because he's a black person. You know, if anything, nowadays, you might get the leading edge. You know, if you're a black female and you go against a person that is equally qualified, a lot of big corporate jobs nowadays, especially out west, maybe not more, you know, down here in the south or the east or whatnot, will probably give it to you just to be more diverse. You know, and I don't have any proof to back that up, but that's, you know, what kind of the general consensus is.
There are companies that have policies like that, whether they're... Yeah.
And it's required by the government in a right. lot of cases.
In a lot of contractors' cases, yes. for sure.
Right. And I had a buddy of mine, he was in charge of hiring at a kind of a rock quarry around here, mm-hmm. and I think that was one of their things, is they had to hire, you know, so many, you know, minorities or women or whatnot, and so he went out and just basically hired a completely unqualified person because he was so pissed off about the whole thing. He's like, well, if you want me to go out,
thank you for the call tonight, Nicholas. We do appreciate it. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, he said yeah, so I said yeah. Monkey see, monkey do, just like politicians.
Yeah. Indeed.
I learned it from watching you. Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition, the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want. Again, 855-450-3733 if you'd like to call in. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to ask our listeners, do you have a WordPress website running WooCommerce and you want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV? Well, if you do, now you can easily enable crypto payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. Really, I've seen this, you know, in action. I think, Ian, you've witnessed it as well. It doesn't take very long at all. Just visit AnyPayInc.com and set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses in the admin, and then enable the AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce. That's it. Now your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. I think that's a fantastic innovation. I really do.
Yeah.
Yep. Big step.
And WooCommerce doesn't need any crystals to run.
No crystals necessary.
Wow, is that an old radio joke?
Huh? That's a crystals? Woo joke.
Oh, okay. Woo. WooCommerce. Gotcha. I got radio on the brain right now.
Before we continue, you had mentioned something about names of politicians at some point during one of the previous segments, and I noticed today on my way to the studio that not only is there somebody named Khan running for some sort of, you know, thing, but there's also
state Senate.
State Senate, but there's also somebody running for, like, treasurer or something named Weed.
W-E-E-D. Yeah, neither of them are any good.
And I was like, wow, so we've got weed and con.
It's bad weed.
Yeah, and con men.
Yeah.
Con men.
But this is K-H-A-N, not C-O.
That's why you yelled
it. He's still a con man.
Yeah. Star Trek. It's a Star Trek.
It is.
Con!
All right. So we had been talking in the previous segment about many things, things surrounding Black Lives Matter, the movement, the organization, that type of thing. And, Nobody, you brought in a piece tonight that you wanted to have a go at. So let's do that now.
Yeah, and the piece is entitled Armed in Black, How a Group of Men Carrying Guns Say That They Are Seeking Racial Justice.
Where is this from?
This comes from news.yahoo.com.
All right.
Okay. Ramil Taylor, a member of the Minnesota Freedom Fighters, at a meet-and-greet event in Minneapolis, and I just read the caption of a photograph. Sorry about that. Before he drove to the grocery store parking lot, Ramil Taylor did the same thing he's done every day this summer. He holstered his 9mm handgun to the waistband of his gym shorts until he could feel it hug his ripe hip. When he arrived at the store in North Minneapolis, he spotted six other black men, some in tactical gear, armed with Glock 23s and Smith & Wesson M&Ps.
Sweet, so you can open carry in Minnesota?
Apparently.
Nice. I believe so, yes.
One of them beamed when he spotted Taylor and hugged him. Bro, good to see you, Taylor said, muffled through a face mask. They had come to... Well, I mean, you have a right, whatever your opinion is. They had come together for a meet and greet to introduce themselves to the community, marking one of the first public gatherings of the Minnesota... of the Minnesota Freedom Fighters, which apparently is the name of their militia.
I don't see how you can introduce yourself if your face is covered up. Everybody sounds like Kenny from South Park.
But, you know, there's a lot of room for disagreement on science, you know, so I expect other people to, if not believe my opinion, at least respect it, so I respect theirs.
I like that the name of this group isn't specific to a race.
Yeah, it is Freedom Fighters, right. Which is the whole reason for the Second Amendment.
Right, it alludes to me that they would welcome anybody.
Yeah. And it's this is an important issue to me. A lot of the reason is my experience getting pulled over in front of my house in South Carolina, and the officer took my gun and returned it at the end of the interview. And one of my neighbors, who happened to be black, I was in a like 98% black neighborhood, said the next morning, "Are you a cop?" And I said, no. And she said, why did that cop give you your gun back? I said, well, because I'm not a felon and it's legal for me to own it, because I wasn't then. I am now. And the thing that I discovered through that is that there were police who were actually taking legally owned firearms from black folks.
Yeah, sure, I believe it. Yeah.
And nobody was telling them they had the right to keep and bear.
Right.
So anyway, back to the article. The ad hoc group of about two dozen men, including a retired firefighter, a healthcare worker, and a veteran, formed in the days after George Floyd's killing in response to the local NAACP chapter putting out a call for residents in predominantly black North Minneapolis to protect small business from destruction as fires and unrest engulfed the city. And yeah, I mean, excellent. For me, it would be small business. I'm not going to go risk my life to save AutoZone.
Right.
Let's see. Heeding
this
the call.
This is a great thing to do, and this is exactly what the other militia folks have been doing as well,
exactly.
Which is to protect local businesses.
But the difference is, and this is why you have to understand what the media has been doing, the media has been painting any white man with a gun as a racist.
And they can't do the same thing with these guys.
They can't do the same thing with these guys, but that's also, I think, why Kenosha Kyle was attacked in the first place. They saw a white man with a gun, and they said, oh my God, it's the KKK. When a white man with a gun may be there to defend you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was speaking to Boogie Boys a couple days ago who say they have been going out with Black Lives Matter. They're on good terms with Black Lives Matter, and they've been protecting the protesters, among other things, from... Yeah. actual racists. So just remember that if you see the color of somebody's skin and conclude that he's racist, that is itself racist.
Yeah. Well, and there's a lot of talk right now, you know, in the news and in society in general about racism, and that's great to bring attention to it. I firmly believe that one of the most effective ways to help end racism is by everybody being armed.
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody.
I think so, too, and that's why I've got this thrust. The second part of my master plan is to find militia units for black folks who want to take place in protecting or take part in protecting their community so that A, they have backup, B, a mixed race group is less likely to be shot by police, I think, and C, a mixed race group is less likely to fall victim to what happened to Kenosha Kyle. So basically, if in that case, hopefully both sides will recognize you as, or will at least say, I don't know how to categorize this yet. I'm going to find out what
right.
it is
like what
before
is
I start throwing bullets at it.
Right.
Going on. Heeding the call, the men, who would meet at a local cafe, stood watch outside small businesses for several nights in late May and early June. More recently, they have patrolled neighborhoods offering security to protesters, and they have been in regular communication with city officials about protests they plan to attend. And if you're in a militia and you're going out to a Black Lives Matter event, please let them know when you get there that You're there to help them, and you're not there to be a threat to them. But also know that it's almost impossible to spread that information throughout a large protest.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to have men from the community step up for the community, said Sasha Cotton, director of the city's Office of Violence Prevention. It's their right to be out in the streets, and it's commendable. There are black residents who in the early days of the unrest felt vulnerable, and still do. And
the city government spokesperson was commending this?
Yeah. And it's funny, because imagine if it had been a bunch of white guys out there. They would be, what are they doing up there looking for trouble?
Yeah, normally if the police are commenting on this, they'll usually say, we don't need any vigilantes in the streets. We're here to take care of this.
Well, that's something that's changing these days. I mean,
but
we have Detroit. It wasn't a cop, but we have had the Detroit police chief say, well, we can't seem to defend you in Detroit, so you might want to get a gun.
Yeah, he admitted defeat.
Basically. Yes, he admitted defeat, and Detroit Threat Management is a great offshoot of that, too.
Threat Management Center?
Threat Management Center, yes, that's right.
Which is a great example of a marketplace security force.
Exactly. Yes. That's the perfect agorism. They can replace the police when the police are gone.
855-450-FREE, if you want to weigh in on this, we've got more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.